Proclamation number 3903 of 14th of October, 1946. Responsibility and repentance of those who do not note God's gift of grace. Anyone who is once granted the grace to enter the realm of the direct emanation of my spirit of love will one day have to answer for himself if he passed by the gift of grace without having accepted it. Freed the opportunity to mature extremely quickly if he allows my spirit of love to take effect in him, if he allows the light from the heavens to penetrate him and, by obeying my word, can entrust himself to my further guidance. Anyone who rejects my gift of grace or leaves it unnoticed will not remain on the level of his development but will fall back. For the forces of the underworld will take possession of him unless they render their activity harmless through ego activity of love as a result of the heard word which originated from me myself and was conveyed to them. For the activity of love beforehand would also make them eager followers of my teaching, because through loving activity they are also able to recognize the truth and thus also me myself in the word which is conveyed to them. But through my servants on earth I also come close to those in the word who are still distant from me due to their lack of love and show them the right path to ascend. I send them callers in the wilderness of their life who bring them my word so that their path of life will be enlightened. But anyone who does not respect these callers, who rejects their gift, will miss the right path and yet will never be able to excuse himself for having gone astray through ignorance. And thus his guilt is greater, and his remorse will also be unspeakable if he enters the state of realization in the beyond and recognizes the great gift of grace which he left unused on earth. And there are many who do not believe my word if it is offered to them through you, my servants on earth. You will only find very few followers who are profoundly devout and to whom my love and my omnipotence also substantiate my working of love on earth. And there are only a few who recognize my voice because they are my children themselves through their love and faith. But the others can also recognize my voice if only they are of good will. For I have placed this ability in their heart. And the slightest will for truth awakens the ability of recognition in them. Then my word will speak for itself, my voice will echo in their hearts, it will touch them beneficially and stir up the desire to hear my voice again and again. They will hunger for my word and always gather at the spring from which the living water flows. But if only a few muster the goodwill, the others will also have to answer for their direction of will, for my gift of grace is an aid of greatest value to give their will the right direction. But in the time of the end people's hearts are hardened, their thinking is misguided and their thoughts and aspirations only apply to the acquisition of earthly goods, and therefore my direct emanation of love is also ineffective with them. They flee from the light of the Sun of Grace. 14th of the 10th 1946, and therefore cannot feel anything of its beneficial warmth and illuminating power. Yet their rejection of my gift of grace will be reckoned to them as a gross disregard of my will. One day they will have to answer for it, and their remorse will be great. For it will take an infinitely long time until I approach them again in the form of my word, because they themselves have forfeited grace, because they themselves have rejected my love which wanted to help them redeem themselves in the lost days before the end. Amen.